Welcome back to the Bonusa Pregame Show. Kelly Schultz, along with the head coach of the BSU Beavers, Jim Scanlon. And coach, your team hasn't played in a month. You had a long, long break. How much needed was that break for your team?
Well, certainly at the time, Kelly, it came. It was much needed. You know, we've spoken quite a bit about playing 11 consecutive weekends without a break. And in this league, against competition we play, that gets to be a grind. And pretty sure we were the only team in the league that had done that with, you know, not having a bye in there. So, and with a fairly young team, it certainly, you could see it started to take a toll as it went on. But to be honest, to give all of our youngsters some credit, I thought in some cases they were getting better as that first half, if you want to call it that, went along. So, and a couple of them were playing really, really well in Rochester. But, you know, they got a nice break. You know, like you said the other day, it got a little bit long, but, you know, we're just excited to be where we're at today and anxious to play a game.
How long did it take for your team to get rid of those break legs, I guess you could call them?
Well, no question, that first practice Monday, you could tell it had been a while, but, as even that practice went along, they got better, and then as the week went on, they got even more so. So, you know, we did a game simulation last Saturday, and I thought that went really well, and we've had a good week of practice. So, again, we talked today after the skate how just exciting it is to be where we're at, to be back doing what we all love to do, and that's play hockey.
How important was it to get that road sweep to finish 2016 on a high note?
Well, it was nice for a couple of reasons. One, just, you know, gives you confidence going into the break. You know, I think anytime you can end a particular part of a campaign with two road wins, that's always a nice way to finish. But also the fact that we were able to go through the non-conference part of our schedule undefeated, and it just kind of helps our league. It helps you know, in terms of how the WCHA is looked, you know, ranked pairwise, all those things. So you know, it was definitely a nice way to finish after a real frustrating loss at Mankato on that Saturday. To be able to go out there and get a couple was really gratifying.
Last time against Ohio State, it was early in the season. It was at the Sanford Center in Bemidji. You guys lost the first game, but battled back the second game. Three power play goals. But these two teams are very different coming into this weekend, aren't they?
Oh, for sure. I mean, we've each got, 20-some games under our belt now. And in particular for Ohio State, you know, they've had their head coach now, Nadine Muzzerall, for the whole season, whereas the first time we played them, she'd been there for 1 week. So they've been impressive. You know, you just look at the results and what they're doing. You know, they're ahead of us in the standings, and we know both teams know how important this weekend is. So you know, they're down some in terms of numbers. They're only dressing 10 forwards total. But they have some really, really skilled players, particularly on the blue line. And their goaltender has just been unbelievable. She's played extremely well. So it's going to be a real challenge for us to get pucks by her.
Well, you mentioned their defense. Of course, Sove's had a great season so far. But what is it going to take to get a puck past her?
Well, I think it's really important we get pucks and people to the net as often as we can. I mean, just watching Wisconsin got after them pretty good, and they had a lot of traffic. They got shots to the net. They had them on the ice. I mean, obviously Wisconsin's got some very talented players, but you know, if we let her see the puck, she's going to stop it. So we need to do a good job of trying to take her eyes away, trying to create chaos, looking for those second, third, opportunities, and that's where that grit comes in, being able to stand in there, because they got some pretty good sized defensemen that aren't just going to let you stand there. So you got to be willing to go in there and pay the price, but. You know, I liked what we were doing in the offensive zone when we wrapped up the 2016, and hopefully we could pick up right where we left off.
Any adjustments that your team has to make against a team like Ohio State, especially in special teams?
Well, you know, it's going to be a challenge. You know, their penalty kill is on a roll. I think they got the longest active streak in the country with consecutive penalty kills. So they're playing with a lot of confidence. Obviously, when your goalie is playing as well as theirs, she's always going to be the best penalty killer. So. But we got to be smart. We got to use good, you know, shot fakes to try to get them to, because they'll block a lot of shots. They have some of the leading shot blockers in the country. So, you know, we just can't put our head down and fire it, because they'll block it. So we got to move the puck. We got to move our feet. You know, if we're moving the puck quickly, we can create spaces, and that's when we got to get pucks to the net.
How much has your team improved since the beginning of the season?
Oh, I think a tremendous amount, just in terms of knowing how to play at this level. You know, certainly for our freshmen. But we've made some big strides in the offensive zone in terms of creating opportunities and managing the puck a lot better. And our D, I thought, you know, we've challenged our D quite a bit to just be a little grittier, and I think they've really responded to that challenge, and they've done a nice job. But we know it's again in this league, it doesn't matter who or where you're playing, it's going to be a battle, and we need to be ready to play on that puck drops in order to have any chance today.
What's going to be a key to getting a win here on the road? Obviously, it's another long road trip for your team, but that doesn't matter when you hit the ice, does it?
No, and like I said, we're just excited to go out and play. And I think one of the things is just go out and have fun. You know, we've had good weeks of practice. We had a good week of preparation this week in terms of a game week. The mood today and our skate was really good. So let's just go out there and compete, play hard. The biggest thing that we're kind of concerned about is that first 5 to 10 minutes, because no matter what you do in practice, you cannot simulate the same intensity that you're going to have in a game like this. So we need to be right there when that puck drops and be ready to meet there, because they're going to come out hard. I mean, they're at home. Again, they know the importance of this series. So we need to match that intensity right from the get-go and play a good solid 60 minutes.
Good luck today, Coach. We'll talk to you in the postgame.
Thanks, Kelly.